Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Baba Kama, Perek Yud, Mishnah Dalet, Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnahs are being learned Bischos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi Bezach Rav Andrew Ziva Gahagun, Bikar of Mamish. And Mishnah Dalet tells us Zeba B'Chavisa Shal Yain with Zeba B'Kadosh Shal Dvash. Two guys are walking along the way with each other. One guy has a container or a flask of wine. The other one has a container or a flask of honey. And honey is way more expensive than wine. What happened? Niska Chavis Shal Dvash. His container of honey got a crack in it, and everything starts spilling out. Mishavach says Yenoi. This guy with the wine poured his wine out on the street. V'Hitzol Zadvash L'Soychai, and he saved all the honey into it. That was very nice of him. Now he wants the owner of the honey to pay him for his loss of wine. Ein lo'al ischaroi, he only gets his schar, meaning he only gets paid however much a person would get paid for using his container and spending his time to save the honey. But he doesn't get paid for his wine. However, v'im amar, if the wine guy said before he did this whole thing, atzal shalach, I'm going to save your honey, but you have to pay me for the loss of my wine. So then, chayv liten loy, the guy who owns the honey has to pay for that. A similar case, shatav nar chamar v'chamar chaveroi, the river swept away this guy's donkey and his friend's donkey. His donkey was worth a money, and his friend's was worth double. It was two money, and he was only able to save one donkey. What did he do? He left his to get swept away, and he saved his friend's donkey. That was very nice of him, and he only gets paid however much a regular person would get paid for saving a donkey, and he can't demand payment for his lost donkey. However, if he said before he saved it, I'm going to save your donkey, but you have to pay me for the loss of mine, chayv liten loy, so the guy has to pay him. Moving on to Mishnah Hay with more cases. Hagazel sodom chaveroi, a fellow stole a field from his friend. He bullied this guy out of his field and started occupying it, planting and doing whatever it is there. And then what happened? Untalu masikin. Masikin, who are even bigger bullies than him, these are thugs that go around stealing fields from people, they stole the field from this thief. Now, in Makas Medina, if this was Makas Medina, these masikin were going around stealing fields from a bunch of people. Amr loy, so the original thief can tell the original guy whom he was stolen from, harishal chalfanecha, here, take yours, it's in front of you. In other words, you could tell him, it's not my fault that it was stolen. Yes, I stole it from you, but it was eventually stolen from me, and even if I didn't steal it and it was still by you, it probably would have been stolen. So Ganav doesn't have to pay for that. However, if the reason why these Mesikin took it is because of the Gazlan, then the Gazlan has to give a new field to the original owner. What does that mean they took because of the Gazlan? So let's say these Mesikin took a whole bunch of other properties that were owned by the Gazlan, and they thought that this property also was owned by him, and they had some sort of vendetta against this guy and decide that we're going to take all of his properties, so they stole this one as well, but really, it wasn't the Gazlan's property. He had stolen it from a different guy. So in this case, the Gazlan does have to pay the original owner for this property that he stole, because the reason why he was taken by these Mesikin is due to the fact that they thought it was the Gazlan's. However, Shtafa Nahar, let's say a river overflowed, totally swamped this field and ruined it, Amar Loi, the Gazlan could say, Rishal Chalfanecha, here's yours in front of you, there's nothing I could do about it, it didn't get ruined because of me, it would have gotten ruined even if I hadn't stolen from you, and therefore the Gazlan doesn't have to pay anything. We're going to stop it for a day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Vav and Zayin. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.